You're listening to Hackers IRL. We're the people the news pretends are a single character. We are not. We pop shells, walk our dogs, fight with our printers, and somehow ship the work. This show is voicemails. Brain dumps from our side of the wire about whatever's on our minds. The line stays open. Up next, Panda from Ashura, the superheroes of cybersecurity. Here's their story.
Hey guys, I don't know about you, but today was not great for Claude users, especially Power Claude users. So this morning, everything, at least in my systems, was API timing out. And, you know, it got me thinking, and I just wanted to, you know, kind of talk about this on this podcast because, you know, I don't know that a lot of people are building various models to execute them. That's something that I've been, you know, digging into more and more lately. And today, when Claude went down, you know, on my personal systems, Codex, you know, kind of picked up seamlessly. So some of the stuff I've done recently to make me more resilient and be able to utilize, you know, multiple frontier models and put different models into the mix across different systems has, you know, worked out really well for me. And I just wanted to, you know, make it a point to let you guys know that and to say, you know, if you're engineering, you know, kind of a continuous job or anything else, you know, try to build it in such a way that, you know, it's not tied down to one model. It's not stuck with just one tool that can do the job. And you also want to build human interfaces too. I find that more and more people are building something that can only be operated by AI, you know, either directly paging through a database or, you know, doing various MCPs or whatever else. You know, if you build your workflow where it's only, you know, agentic, you know, I assume those people, you know, felt that today. I personally, you know, try to build human interfaces on top of everything. So it's like, you know, if the AI can do that job and pick it up, it's almost like in Sonic where, you know, he hits a speed booster and it's nice to have, but it's not a necessary thing. So, you know, that's what I would recommend for sure. It's been an interesting week yet again for AI. So, you know, I'm just kind of watching with the rest of the world and using models to the best of my ability. My latest project, I made a portfolio site a little bit ago called bamboosec.com. And one of the things that I love about, you know, some of this AI stuff nowadays, you know, is it makes things so easy to, if you build something for yourself, now it's only, I'd say 15 or 20% more effort to build that thing for everyone, you know, assuming you know how to. But previously, like the amount of work between a small bespoke project and an enterprise project was just, you know, the significant, you know, difference, a ton more time you'd have to invest to build out, you know, the control interfaces and everything else for everyone. Yeah, that's just not the case anymore. So I've been building with LeetPage and BambooSec are a good example. I built the portfolio page myself first, and I wanted to be able to offer something similar to people who are asking about it. So then I ported my own portfolio website into the kind of engine for those types of sites. I'm doing the same with B-Sides Jacksonville. So B-Sides Jacksonville is the first conference being featured on ConventionBase, which is a conference platform that I'm building. So, you know, more to come on that. But, you know, if I have software that I use, especially software that I spend a lot of money on to plan things and do things today, you know, I'm replacing those workflows slowly with my own kind of bespoke tools. And I plan to offer those tools that I build to, the community. So on the conference side, I did something I hadn't really seen before where have where you can submit, a like CSP, and, it, that same thing goes all the way through the approval process, but then, off to planning, and it's really straightforward to be able to run some of these modules, whether it's a CFP module or volunteers. I care less about, the ticket sales and the front end stuff. As an organizer, that's always been my pain point is, you need more than a Kanban board or a spreadsheet, to be able to do this stuff well, especially if you're trying to coordinate like 50 or 60 people. So, I've learned a lot, in running different conferences, and I'm excited to build the tool for myself, and then, it'd be great to be able to offer it to other people as well. So, I'm not trying to pitch or sell my own tools, more inspire you guys, because if you're not building this way right now, I definitely recommend it, where you can kind of fix your own problems, and then, dog fooding that, being able to use the things that you're building, will allow you to kind of get there and make, make them mature. So, build the things that you love, use the things that you love, make them better, make sure you love them and they're solving your own problems. And then, take that extra 15 or 20%. And try to, build it in a way that you can offer it to other people as well. I know the job market's going to shift and stuff is crazy with AI, obviously, outside of any career, I'll always be a hacker, and, you guys as hacker family to me is more important than any position at any company. I want to make sure that my hacker family is preparing themselves for the new world. I see a lot of people who are just kind of tied to specific, roles at companies that, who knows whether either of those things will be around in the long term. So, just taking my puppy for a walk soon, trying to find somewhere that the rain's not crazy. So I'm going to go sign off, and if you guys feel up for it, call in. I'd love to hear from someone other than my cell phone here. So have a great one, and build cool stuff, share it, and hack the planet. Have a good night.
Thanks for listening to Hackers IRL. Background music is Simplicity by Macroform. If you've got a story of your own, a breach, a leak, a close call, or just something on your mind, join us. Call 904-915-HACK. That's 904-915-4225. Up to 10 minutes. Choose to preserve your OPSEC, and we distort your voice before anyone hears it. End of transmission.